feel sorry for Phil here. Phil was on earlier. He's the man that notices everything that's going on around him. However, Aidso is in Andersonstown. Aidso isn't too impressed with Phil. This is a bit brutal, Aidso, but I'll read it out anyway. Frank, Phil doesn't notice what's going on. Neither is he full of awareness, because I suggested he was. Phil is simply a nosy, interfering person who needs to mind his own business, as he obviously knows nothing of another person's circumstances or the reason their card creates a red light on the bus. So go get a life, Phil. You're amongst the saddest people I've ever heard of. And that's as mild as I can put it. Ah, poor old Phil. He only phoned me to notice that some people's cards don't work getting on the bus. And he pays for his ticket and he feels that other people are getting away with it. That man's looking out for TransLink. Look, the headline story on the front of the Belfast Telegraph today, TransLink set to slash rural bus services. Rural communities across Northern Ireland are facing greater isolation as unprofitable bus service routes face the axe by 2020 due to cutbacks. TransLink, which is losing a staggering £13 million a year, has been forced to fund all public bus services for 3 years since subsidies were stopped in 2014-2015. They're losing £13 million a year. They need people like Phil to check and double check. Phil's representing us all here, Aidso. Stand up for the Phils of this world. Don't call them sad individuals who know nothing of other people's circumstances. Don't call them nosy, interfering people who know nothing about what's going on around them. And don't be hard on Phil. Phil's a right lad. I'm sure. I've never met him, but I'm sure he's a right fella. As I'm sure you are too, Aidso. Good morning to you. Let me say hello to Dr. Deborah Wells. Dr. Wells, good morning.
Good morning.
People are going to think, oh my goodness, Frank's doing a medical piece here, but you're a university boffin.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a psychologist in Queen's University, Belfast.
You see, sometimes we talk to the hardworking staff of Queen's University and they could be searching for a cure for cancer or something really important like that. But there's a story in the paper today that you and your team, you're analysing cats.
Yep, that's right. We've spent the last 10 to 20 years looking at animal welfare. And more recently, in the last 10 years, I would say, we've been looking at paw preferences in dogs and cats and the link between paw preferences and animal welfare.
You say, I'm all into animal welfare, but how do you link, when you say paw preferences, you're really talking about whether a cat's right-handed or left-handed?
Yeah, that's right. It's not as simple as that. The side that we use, for example, if we're left-handed, we're much more likely to lean on the right side of our brain for processing information. And the right side of our brain is very much responsible for processing negative emotions. So if we're left-handed, for example, or left-pawed in the case of an animal, we're leaning more heavily on the right side of our brain and we're much more likely to be negative, or we're more likely to be flighty, we're more likely to be a little bit aggressive and have outbursts and so forth. If, however, we lean more heavily to using the left-hand side of our brain, so we're more likely to be right-handed or right-pawed, we tend to be that little bit less vulnerable to stress. We're processing the more positive emotions.
So is it better to be right-handed or right-pawed?
No comment.
Well, you certainly suggested it there. I'm left-handed. Am I sort of flighty and slightly aggressive?
Well, by and large, there's quite a lot of evidence from the human literature to suggest that if you're left-handed as a person, you are that little bit more vulnerable to some psychological disorders. You're a bit more prone to anxiety. You might be prone to things like dyspraxia or schizophrenia. Now, that's not,
of course, you're cheering me up no end here.
Well, it's not to say that every left-handed individual will suffer from these conditions, but it tends to be statistically we tend to have more psychological issues with people who are left-handed or weakly handed. So they might use their left handed for some things but their right hand for other things than people who are more strongly right-handed.
This is interesting because I'm exactly like that. I always write with my left hand.
Mm-hmm.
I kick football with my left foot.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was playing darts, I would definitely throw the darts at the dartboard with my right hand. Mm-hmm. Does that make me an oddball?
No, it seems to be quite a common occurrence. But the vast majority of the population, 90% of the population, are right-handed, and they're very strongly right-handed and would use the right side of their body, whether it's their hand or their foot, for most activities. A smaller proportion, obviously, are left-handed or ambilateral, where they kind of lean, you know, they might use their left or their right hand for different types of activity.
This is a great word. I want to use this in public. Ambilateral. Put that into a sentence for me. I don't think I've ever used that word before. Ambilateral. Now, this is, you know, how can I weave that in tonight when I'm trying to impress somebody?
Oh, I don't know.
it's a good word. You know, you hear of ambidextrous. You hear of various elements of lateral thinking, or you know, lateral elements. But ambilateral, right? I'm writing it down.
Yeah. How do you spell it? The same thing as ambidextrous.
Doctor, I'm just wondering how this links to cats.
Well, where it links to cats is with our study, what we discovered is that male cats are much more likely to use their left hand for certain activities. Female cats, by contrast, are more likely to use their right paw. Sorry, I used hand earlier, I meant paw. And what this is suggesting is that the individuals that are more likely to be left-pawed, they're going to be a little bit more vulnerable to stressful situations. So our left-pawed cats, for example, they might be the ones who don't cope particularly well with the noise of fireworks. They might be the cat that won't go willingly into their cat carrier or might have issues with the vet. They might be the animal that shows more behavioural problems around the home. And we're currently kind of following this up at the moment to see if there's any link between which paw a cat uses and the types of behaviour they display in the house, whether they are the ones to show more behaviour problems, for example.
Does it carry across to dogs or not?
Yeah, very much so. In fact, most of our research actually started with dogs, and we've moved more recently to cats. What we discovered the same sex effect, that left-pawed dogs are more likely to be male, whereas the right-pawed dogs are more likely to be female. And we've also discovered that our left-pawed dogs are a little bit more pessimistic than the right-pawed animals. So that, again, it would suggest that they're just a little bit more vulnerable to stress and to poorer welfare.
There's a bit of an urban myth, isn't there, that left-handed people are much more intelligent, that the greatest people in the world, the greatest achievers were left-handed. Is there any evidence of that?
Well, not so much on the intelligence front, but if you're left-handed, you're more likely to lean on using the right side of your brain, which is more responsible for processing things concerned with creativity, the processing of geometric shapes and so forth. So we'll often find that left-handed individuals might be very artistic. They might be a little bit more prone to moving into careers such as architecture or things that involve geometric designs or drawing of blueprints and things like this. It's all to do, the hand that you use is all to do with which side of the brain you lean on and consequently what you tend to excel at in life.
It's interesting that my daughter is involved in a world of architecture and design and whatever and things like that, and she's left-handed. My wife is an art teacher and she's left-handed, just yeah. on the back of what you've said. But I have no creativity. I'm the one that bucks the trend. I'm left-handed and I couldn't draw a stick man. You won't be old enough, Doctor, but it did happen in the past, and I'm not old enough either, but in my mother's era, the teaching profession used to beat the left hand out of you. They wanted everyone to be right-handed. The psychological damage that must have done would be immense, wouldn't it?
Yes. At the end of the day, we can actually change somebody from being left-handed to right-handed, but what that is actually then doing it is causing the individual to lean more heavily on the non-dominant side of their brain, and evidence suggests that's not necessarily a very good thing to do. We are biologically driven by our hormones. We're very driven by the way our brain is geared up from birth, and whilst cultural factors can come along and we can try and change the hand that we use, it's not necessarily the best thing to do.
So people have, you know, you're not as critical of it as I expected you to be. I thought you would have said this would have done incredible psychological damage to anyone who was forced to change their hands. And if they're suffering now, they should go and see a solicitor and sue the education authority. But that's not what you're saying.
Well, there's not a great deal of evidence out there to suggest. I'm not aware of any research that's actually explored it. I don't think it's necessarily the best thing to do. Now, that said, there are some people at the moment who are trying to get children with Asperger's or with autistic spectrum disorders to maybe try and cross their midline a little bit more, so to try and get them to lean from being quite weakly lateralized, which some children with Asperger's would tend to be, to become a bit more dominantly lateralized, and they would get them to do exercises involving them crossing over their midline. But it's not necessarily the same thing as getting an individual to change from being left-handed to being right-handed.
Doctor, really interesting speaking to you, and continued success with your research on for the benefit of human and animal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Deborah Wales there from Queen's University.